Don't Drag Me Down, The Germs, Lexicon Devil, David Bowie, The Width of a Circle, The Weirdos, We Got the Neutron Bomb, The Wild Hearts, Weekend, The Clash, Career Opportunities, Zounds, Can't Cheat Karma, Eddie and the Hot Rods, Do Anything You Want to Do, Magazine, Shot by Both Sides, and yes, The Montgomery's, Megan. That's put out a little while ago, huh?
Yeah, I don't even, like, maybe 12 years ago.
Talk right into the mic, Peter.
Okay,
you can
sorry. Pull
it closer to you if you need to. Goes a little closer, I guess.
Yeah, maybe like 12 years ago, I don't know.
Was it that long ago?
A long time ago.
I thought I only did this show for 11 years. Maybe it has been 12.
Yeah, because I probably had it for a little while.
This is when you put out this CD.
Yeah.
Never mind. So that's great. And how many CDs have you put out as the Montgomery's?
As the Montgomery's? I think that this is the third. Yep, this is the third one.
And before that, he was with the Irresponsibles.
Yeah, and I put one out as Pete Montgomery.
There was probably one just Pete Montgomery.
Yeah, that was probably a mistake. I should have just called it the Montgomery's.
Montgomery's is pretty cool, but I'm sure there's other ones out there.
Irish
bands.
Yeah, there's probably like four or five Montgomery's out there.
Oh, well. Sue them. Sue them all.
Or they could sue me and that wouldn't go well.
What do you got?
Got some guitars. I got a crappy truck. A pillow.
So me and you have known each other a long time.
Since like grade school.
Since I was in junior high when you were doing my roof.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember.
I remember talking to you then, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't long after. Then I was up the glades with you. I was working on the crew.
Cutting lawns and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Nice. It's a long time ago.
You go, hey kid, listen to this, and I put in your tape in my Walkman.
Back then it was a tape for sure.
Yep, it was a tape in my Walkman. I was like, cool. I handed it back to you, and I said, sounds like the Cars. And you were like, that's cool.
I still get like the Cars remarks.
Do you?
Yeah.
Then I really started listening to you, and you know. Sounded like the Irresponsibles to me after a little while, yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Came into my own.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, you used to call me an arrowhead.
Arrowhead?
There he is, an arrowhead. He's back again.
That was conceited of me.
We got a great show.
We do?
Yeah, and you're humble enough to open up for it.
Oh, that show.
Yes.
Yes, that is a great show.
21st. It's a Crash Course Christmas. Crash Course Xmas.
Excellent. I love that it's at 3 o'clock. That's awesome.
It's a matinee show, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Midway Cafe down in Jamaica Plain. And there'll be Peter as with the Montgomery's. Your band's coming, right?
Yep, they are.
So the Montgomery's, we have the Thirsty Pirates, which I don't know too much about, but they're from New York City. They were kind of the way it all got started.
Yeah.
He like contacted me and said, the guy at Midway told me that if you put a show together and want to put me in it, then I could play there. I'm like, how'd I get involved in this? But I'll do it. You know, it sounds fun.
Yeah. I like weird stuff like that.
Yeah. So then we close the show with Modo, who's really good. We have Thigh Scraper. So it's Montgomery's, Thirsty Pirates, my band, the Thigh Scrapers, and then Modo, who always blow me away. That's why I put them last. Like, hopefully people stick around for Modo.
So
you know?
So
it's going to be a great show. And you going to play something for us, or...
Say that again.
You have a song to play for us today?
Sure, if you'd like.
I'd love it. That's an awfully small guitar.
Does it make me look fat? Or does my fat make me look fat.
No, you look gorgeous.
I know, I wish everybody could see me because I am pretty good looking. Thank God they can't.
You can see, you can say anything you want, you know, like I'm not wearing pants.
And that is also gorgeous. All right, so this is off my brand new record, which I'm getting in my hands on the 18th, I guess.
I want one straight away.
Right before the show, too, so that's good.
Oh, I can get it at the show.
Yep.
And others can, too, I suspect.
I'm not going to make that the CD release, but yeah, what the hell?
Be nice.
Yeah.
We'll try and bring some CDs, too.
Cool. So this is called Hostile Waters. It's on the Montgomery's new record called, what's it called? It's called New First World Blues. And here we go. And so we fought like a cat and dog. It rolled downhill like a heavy log. It rolled over little flowers in its way. They cried and longed for the olden days. Don't chuck me in the hostel. Applause I'm going to get at the show.
You know what? I used to have a little button. Like, I had the button that smashed stuff.
I had
a button with an applause. And it sounded kind of real.
I need one of those all the time.
We don't have that. We just have cars crashing today. Like this. Revving up and crashing. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And, Al Pachula says, geez, Brian, you sound like... snit. Geez, Brian, you sound like schnit. Got a cold. Hiya, Pete.
Well, don't you guys kind of have like a rank down thing that you do to each other?
Well, I used to goof on his speech impediment, so I don't think he liked that very much. So he says I'm sounding like crap. But he might be right. I might be coming down with a little bit of
a
cold.
You sound like you got a little bit... something happening.
Yeah. Well, I hope that I don't have that at the show. On the 21st, Crash Course Christmas Show.
And where is it at?
It's at the Midway Cafe, Jamaica Plain, 3 to 7.
Never been there before.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
I've been there a bunch of times, played there a bunch of times.
Nope, I missed it.
Well, you're going to check it all out on December 21st.
Excellent, excellent.
We got Peter Montgomery here from the Montgomerys. Gonna play us another tune, Peter?
Well, is that what I should do?
You can. Well, we can talk more. You got any funny stories for us?
So before I came here, since like 8 o'clock this morning, I've been helping this lady move stuff out of her storage locker that's been stored there for 10 years, like a huge storage locker. And how I get roped into crap like this, I have no idea.
Right.
So drive to Brockton, get a 26-foot U-Haul truck, drive it to her storage place, and just start like loading boxes. And I'm going, this is like the job for your best friend, not your... Not your best friend's cousin, which that's who I am. And so as soon as I'm done here, I got to go back and then drive that U-Haul to Connecticut.
Oh, God.
But, like, this shit happens to me all the time.
Yeah, and you're not even getting paid for it. You just got roped into it.
Yeah, it's all right. Maybe I'll at least get into purgatory.
What's the name of this one?
Let me think. What am I going to do? I haven't really thought about that. How about an old one like Caitlin?
Sounds good.
All right, man. Looks like I'm barking up the wrong tree. Like this dog ain't gonna hunt. Looks like I set another girl free. I think I'll celebrate by getting drunk. I hate when Caitlin ignores me. I hate when Caitlin goes away. Seems like vast and bitter ocean. Seems like I'm from a different world. Seems like I don't have one right notion of how to speak and act to this one girl. I hate when Caitlin ignores me. To say she's a damaged one, don't wanna talk about it. Cat's got her tongue, yeah, don't wanna talk about it. She just can't talk about it, even to me, and that's too bad. Car crash.
Car crash? Oh, you want to hear some?
Yeah, give me the car crash.
Let's start right from the beginning. More of a burnout than a car crash.
Yeah, it's not really a car crash. And it's too lengthy.
There's a couple of crashes in there. Unless you know I'm on. It's the music bed, Peter.
I'm kind of a car crash.
Well, yes, you are at the crash course.
That's true.
Anything can happen.
Oh, you could totally use that then. What else do I got?
So what's going on? You haven't played out in years, I guess, huh?
Yeah, with a full band, I've played out in a couple of years. Well, that's not true. The Irresponsibles played at like a couple of block parties.
I missed that?
In the last couple of years. Yeah, you know Ray Tool?
Ray Tool.
He has a big, huge summer party every year on his cul-de-sac that he lives on.
And who consisted of the Irresponsibles then?
So it was me, Danny Rudak, my bass player Mark Nigro was busy, so we got Sean McLaughlin, who's in the Montgomerys now.
All right.
And we got my old keyboard player, Andrew Malone, to come in and play keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
So it was thrown together, no rehearsal or anything, but it was still pretty good.
Right.
It was a great party. He has it every year. It's called Life's Too Short Party.
Well, invite me.
I can't believe that I didn't.
I'll go.
I think I put it out there.
Love to see you play.
It's a good time. It's definitely a good time. It'll be there next year, too. Maybe I'll have a proper rehearsed band for that one, which seems to be I'm heading in that direction of actually having a well-rehearsed, good band.
Very good.
The thing is, though, everybody in my band is a working musician, and they're all in several bands.
Mm-hmm.
So to book, to even rehearse is tough. And to book gigs is even tougher.
Right, I know.
But it's worth it because it's all like the best people in Boston.
Mm.
I'm the only schmuck. Like, I'm the only non-working. Like, I can make any rehearsal. I can make any gig.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm the best.
Live life like you love it.
I do love it, actually.
Yeah.
I try to convince myself it sucks. And then I think, wait a minute, I get to do a lot of shit.
Yeah, man, we got arms with thumbs and stuff.
Yeah. And an awesome president.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
Let's not get into that.
So what do you have coming up? Yeah, you have the 21st Christmas gig.
So we were going to play in the back room at the Burn. I don't know if you've been there, but it's awesome.
I know of it. I've never been there.
I was shocked at like how cool that place is. A guy named Tom Bianchi runs it, and it's run really well, and it's set up really well, and it sounds awesome. And you can sit there, tables right in front of the stage, and eat like really good food. So it's kind of like a listening room, which is what I prefer to play at, like especially for a CD release, which is what I was going to have on January, I think it was the 12th, but we got, they wanted some Irish music in there, and so both bands got iced for that particular gig. But we do have one after that, at the bottom room of the Cantab, I think it's called...
Oh, yeah, Club Bohemia.
Yeah, Club Bohemia.
I've played there.
Yeah, okay. I think I have too, like years ago. So that's on the 29th of February.
Right on.
Club
Bohemia is probably like most like the Rat than any other.
Okay, that's cool.
Than any other venue. It's, you know, down in a basement. It's.
I've definitely played there like 20 years ago. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm playing with my friend's band, Sedative. They're like from out near Amherst, like that area.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, doing some stuff.
Doing some stuff. Sounding good. What do you have for us next?
All right, so this is from the Pete Montgomery album called Baby Sunshine.
Right.
And it's called Poisonous Dark.
Okay, Peter Montgomery on MFO.
You seem stuck in a cold spot lately. Oh, I screwed that up. Can I go again? Here I go.
Yeah. I'd get that microphone a little closer, too. Maybe shove your chair up a little more if it doesn't.
Don't tell me what to. All right, ready? Something telling me you need a breather. That's what came out of me. You'd be happier someday sooner. Came out of shape. And it's a true test in living. When you're living so close but far away. And it's a bit hard just keeping, let alone sleeping in the poisonous dark. I'm messing up, man. Maybe I'd do a different one.
Okay. Sounds great to me, man.
No, it's a good one, but there's a lot of words. Ah, damn. I swear I'm going senile.
That's okay.
Like, I lose words. I lose, like, actors that I should know.
Yeah.
It's, like, happened in the last year a lot. I couldn't think of the word role models the other day.
Oh, there's always something stupid like that that's killing you. What
another word? One was investigation. I'm going detective. I couldn't come up with investigation. Like, now I'm sorry. I should, like, write them down, things that I forget, because it's, like, starting to scare me.
Yeah.
And, like, I should know this song.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm going to the doctor's right now.
See you, Pete. That was a great set.
I got to get going. Do you know where I parked my car?
Wow, he doesn't know where his car is parked either.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
So have you decided what you'll do instead?
Instead of the song?
Instead of the song, you just forgot?
I think that you should play one off my album and I'll think of what to do.
Okay, what do you want me to play?
Play the Dave Thomas song off of Unnatural Selection called Big Time.
It's Montgomery's song?
Yeah, Montgomery's. I think my favorite song, and I didn't write it.
Right on.
I don't tell people I didn't write it.
It's Big Time from the Montgomerys on 91.5 WMFO. We have Peter Montgomery right here. Hey, if anyone has questions for Peter, 855-915-9636 is the number. This is Big Time.
1, 2, 3, 4. But
Just to wind up in
We won't do the full version of that in between. Good tune, though. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Peter Montgomery with Cloudy there from Baby Sunshine. And you decided on another song to do.
Yeah, I figured out one I could probably get through.
All right. I'm sure it'll be great.
Probably not.
Well, it's all yours.
Okay, this is called, what's it called?
Catcher in the Rye.
Thank you.
Sweet stuff. That's going back to Irresponsibles, right?
Yep, that's an oldie.
Yep.
And moldy.
With 91.5 WMFO here with Peter Montgomery. And you did a Neil Young cover at one point, huh?
I did. The Only Castle's Burning.
Don't Let It Bring You Down.
Yeah, Don't Let It Bring You Down, right. Yep, that was a Montgomery's album.
Right. I think we should play it.
No, don't play that one.
No, don't play that one.
If you want to play a cover, do the Who song.
What's the Who song?
So it's on Unnatural Selection. It's called My Wife.
Is that the one that's just Peter Montgomery?
Nope, it's Montgomery's.
All right.
Unnatural Selection.
I see it. This is really cool, actually.
It's featuring my ex, the mother of my kids.
Right. I can hear her. I know more.
Background vocals.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
Yeah. You guys getting along?
Yep. She lives right next door to me.
Oh, cool.
So it's actually quite awesome.
Tell her to come to the show.
It's one big weirdo family.
91.5 WMFO. Check this out. It's the Montgomery's doing some Who. And you'll know the song right now. An MFO.
Protection, gonna buy a gun so I can look after number one. says after me won't be no time to explain. She thinks I've been with another woman, that's enough to send her half insane. Gonna buy a fast car, put on my leather boots and take a long, long ride. Yeah. I may have spent all my money, but I'll still be have a bit too much to drink, and I picked the wrong pursuit. I picked up on the law, and now I ain't the time to think. And I'm oh so tired of running, gonna lay down on the floor. I gotta rest some time so I can get to run some more.
See, it's not always the same thing.
That's good. You changed it up, man. Keep the people interested.
Yes. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, My Wife by The Who. Why'd you pick that song?
Because I had like this little tiny rinky-dinky version of it, because theirs is quite robust and rocking, and I wanted to do like a scaled-down version of it, and...
That's it, huh?
I did.
Yeah, it's great. Fantastic stuff. And your band has gone through a lot of changes. Yeah, I mean, you've been around since, what, the 80s?
So the first version was 1985. That's like the first time I ever had a band. I played all through high school, but I stunk.
Yeah.
You couldn't even play with me. So finally, somehow I got people to play with me, and that's how I kind of learned how to play, really.
Yeah.
Play in time and play chord structures and from all the way to the end of a song, rather than playing a quarter of a song like
right.
everybody does when they start.
Right.
And me and this guy, Dominic, who was a great songwriter right off the bat. I mean, he could barely play guitar, and he could write amazing songs. He wrote like really, really good songs, which made me pissed. It made me want to write really good songs. So
you wanted to be as good as him.
Yeah, I kind of like leaped off of him just like competitively, and it worked. Like I really started to take songwriting seriously because of him. And we stayed a band for like 10 years or so, and then. Then it was like a revolving door of people, and I settled into a really good version of the Irresponsibles, and we ended up touring with Adrian Belew.
Amazing.
And, yeah, it was great 2 month All of America tour.
I didn't realize you did that with him. I mean, I knew he produced your album and he stayed up here for a little bit, but you went on tour with him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We were out there for like 2 months with them. I think we played 32 states. And then after that, he was trying to like sell us to a bigger fish, and he never found anybody. Almost found Arista Records, almost scooped us up, but
really,
you know, half the time it always, more than half the time it falls through. Uh-huh. So then we got home, and everybody was getting a little older and had serious girlfriends, and we broke up, and then I started the Montgomerys. So, yeah, a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm. You happy where you're at now?
Yeah, man. Throughout the whole process, I've had this one guy who actually taught me how to play guitar when I was 12, Barry Marshall from the band The Marshalls.
Barry's a cool guy.
Cool guy from Scituate. That's like the first band I ever saw, like live, was his his family band, since we're at Mass, is right on your ship. So I kind of like idolized him when I was like 12, and he taught me how to play guitar, and then ended up producing almost all my records, including this last one that we're just about to release, First World Blues.
Very cool. Is Barry going to be at the show? 21st?
Yep. You know, me and him are going... This sounds like all rock star-ish, but... And I don't really even understand it, but me and Barry are going to San Francisco on the 14th to scope out the studio that you like stay there and do a whole album.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of want to do an away album just because it feels like you're a rock star, I guess.
Do something different. Do they have like a place to lounge in the studio?
Yeah, they have a place to sleep, like you stay there.
Yeah. Do you guys get your own rooms and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
But and Barry knows like musicians out there, so we'd bring some and we'd use a couple out there, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's coming up this month. I got a jam packed month actually.
But that sounds like the best way to make an album. I've always said that, like, you know, if we lived together, you know, like the Monkees.
Well,
we put out some great stuff, you know.
It definitely seems a lot of fun, and I guess at this stage of the game, when you're on the back nine, like me, you want to have as much fun as you possibly can.
Right.
At least act like a rock star.
Sure. Very good. Are you going to play anymore today? Or?
Can I not?
Yeah, you can tell. You can opt out.
Excellent. I like opting out.
And save that. Save all your energy for the show.
I have to move that lady's shit.
That's
I have to go
right.
back and drive
That's
a
right.
U-Haul, a 26-foot U-Haul to Connecticut.
Sorry, Pete.
Well, always me.
Well, when I play flat on my back, huh?
I like that one. That really says who I am.
Okay. Well, it's been a complete pleasure having you on the show.
Anytime, man. I look forward to playing with you guys.
Yep. So I'll see you the 21st. And see everyone out there in Radio Land. 21st. Montgomery's. Thirsty Pirates, the Thigh Scrapers, Moto. You'll have a blast. It's a afternoon show, 3 to 7.
All ages.
All ages, yep. So please check that out. Here's some more Montgomery's. They'll be Ooh. There.
Yeah.
And they'll be flat on their backs.
Party!
It's a mystery how normal people do that. They see the benefits of getting out of bed. The sun is calling, but my lazy bones are still bad. I'm flat on my back. I'm trying to cope, but I'm a dog that there's no cure for. I'm hoping to cope, but I'm a dog that there's no cure for. I've a history of dodging rivalries.
over my history and how it's sequenced. When I think about you, I see a person who hasn't existed for a long time. Before you started using, before I started choosing to do the same thing for the same reasons. The first name I called you is not a name at all, more of a duty than a function.
Step out straight from and follow. Give us the money! www.support.wmfo.org. Or
you obnoxious brats.
Like a chick.